I'm here today with Morgan Ferreira, assistant coach of the EKU soccer team. Morgan, thanks for coming down today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, the Women's World Cup, did you watch it?
Of course. How could I not? So exciting for women's soccer.
So what was it like when you were watching the game?
I mean, it's awesome because I've actually played with a number of those players. So seeing them achieve their dreams and all the work that they put in and everything that's been going on off the field, them just keeping their focus and winning a World Cup, there can't be anything like that. So it's been great to watch and see how many people have invested themselves in women's soccer, and to see it grow in the U.S. has been amazing.
This is their fourth win. Can you tell me what the journey was for the team?
So this is actually their fourth World Cup championship, you're correct. The 99ers, which was the second World Cup they won, I was lucky enough to play at University of Central Florida, where the coach, Tiffany Roberts-Sahadak, was on the World Cup 99 team. So having that experience and learning from her has been awesome. I feel like they kind of jump-started the process for women's soccer to grow in America, and seeing them go back, and a lot of them went to France to watch, and see them, letting them see how it's grown and how they started this, and now it just keeps getting bigger.
How inspiring do you think it was to young soccer players to see the U.S. women's team win again?
I mean, it's everything. Hopefully for kids in Kentucky, it jumpstarts soccer in Kentucky even more. It's got to be huge for a little girl to look up and see someone that looks like me, someone that may be a little different that looks like me on this big stage doing, I mean, the greatest thing that a woman soccer player can do. Mm-hmm. It's got to be so inspiring for young kids, and hopefully it just inspires more young children to get involved with the game.
What is the state of women's and girls soccer in Kentucky?
I would say that there's definitely involvement. I think that it definitely has a lot of room for growth. A lot of the kids in Lexington and Louisville are two kind of hot cities for youth soccer. I think for us, we want to get the top recruits in Kentucky. We want the best players in Kentucky to come to us. So if this has jump-started a fire, let's say, in the youth game, mm-hmm. hopefully in Kentucky, people were watching, people were paying attention, and it inspires more youth to get involved. So by the time they're older and of recruiting age, we can steal them away.
Tell me about Eastern's soccer team.
So we're a relatively new program. We just actually hired a new head coach, Matt Kozanuk, and a new assistant, Kristen Washburn. I've been on staff for a year now, so I was with the previous staff. And I think last year we did all right. Some would say we did well, but I think we all kind of left the season feeling underachieved. Mm-hmm. We made it to the OVC Conference Championships, which is the final four teams. But I think that this year we're setting our goals higher and have big aspirations with this new staff. And I think since Matt has been in January, there's been a big cultural shift. The girls are tighter than ever, and they're invested, and they're ready to come back in the fall and hopefully get a conference championship.
So tell me, how can fans get involved with Eastern's team and then soccer in general?
Come to the games. I mean, we got a great facility out there. We have our own little spot, kind of. It's considered off campus, but it's right down the street. We host University of Kentucky for the first time in program history this year. So we're trying to get that game completely packed. And I think if we keep winning, everyone wants to root for a winning team, you know? Mm-hmm. So the first step for fans is just showing up and supporting your local teams and supporting the colleges around you. Especially in Richmond, I feel like this community is so tight-knit and kind of revolves around EKU. Well, the best thing to do if you got young girls is show them these powerful women that we have on our team to look up to and be inspired by. And Matt also has a plan for the fall to move some bleachers behind the goals so students can come and yell at the opposing goalkeeper and just really get invested and involved. So I'd say the first step for fans is just getting involved in your local teams and supporting women's soccer around you.
When did you start playing soccer?
Whew, long time ago. I was 4 years old, actually. And when I was 4 years old was when the 99ers won the World Cup. So that's what inspired me to start playing. So 18 years later, I went professional. I did it my entire life, and now it's the center of my career. So it's obviously affected my life in more ways than I could count.
So tell me about that. How does playing soccer, being part of the team, the physical aspects of it, how does that make someone's life a little bit better?
I think I'd say this to recruits all the time, you know, we're recruiting at such a young age these days that you can kind of get lost in the process and just not really step back and enjoy it. I know when I was growing up at the high school age, a lot of it was, oh, when am I going on this visit? I'm so stressed. There's 100 college coaches on this time. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like now that I'm older, I step back and the only things that I remember from youth soccer are my teammates and the childhood memories that I made playing across the country, playing these teams. You don't really remember much of the soccer part. You remember the friendships you built. So I think for youth players, you're learning teamwork, you're learning honesty, you're learning accountability, you're learning to show up on time, to give your best effort. And those type of things, sport is the best way to learn them. And we tell our girls all the time, what we're teaching you off the field is going to shape you into a better human, a better working employee, rather than just on the field.
Where do you see women's soccer in America heading in the future, moving forward?
I mean, hopefully it just keeps evolving, you know? There's right now everyone's talking about the World Cup and everyone's invested in the National Women's Soccer League because this is so exciting and go America. But in a couple months, that excitement kind of wears off and people go about their lives. So is it this time? Can we just keep it up? Can we not forget about these powerful women winning the World Cup? Can we invest in NWSL? Can we invest in college soccer around you? Can you invest in youth soccer? And that's the only way the sport is going to continue to grow. I was lucky enough to play overseas in France, and over there, soccer, and pretty much anywhere but the U.S., soccer is all you know from the day you're born to the day you die. All you need is a ball. It doesn't even have to be a ball. You can strap rubber bands together and you're kicking around. So like across the world, everyone is revolving around soccer. And I think as the women start to grow this game, you can see more kids just wanting to kick around in the park and just keep playing, you know?
As far as keeping people interested in soccer, when's that UK game?
September 12th at 4 p.m. We're hoping to have a sellout crowd, be loud for the girls. We beat them for the first time in program history last year at their place. So they're returning to us this year, and we hope to just keep it up. You know, that's how EKU keeps growing. I feel like UK is kind of our big brother. And if women's soccer is beating them, then you know it's going to inspire other sports to get on that level. So we hope everyone will be there loud, proud, cheering for us. So we're hoping to see as many people as we can.
We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan.